You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. This is The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns. And this is Transfer Time Tunnel. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spending hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. We can all agree on that, can't we? The money is sadly too stupid, football friends, isn't it? It's a little bit too stupid. So I thought, why don't we get into our transfer time tunnel and see what some players from the past would cost in this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. Alex, this is a good feature. Well, thank you. On with the feature. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If Morata costs 70 million, how much would Pele cost? Or if Nemanja Matic cost 50 million, what would Bobby Charlton cost in his prime? We're going to work it out. I'm going to work it out. So, Football Hour friends, tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Leeds United's famous 1970s team, managed by Don Revie, captained by Billy Bremner. This Leeds outfit was hard. Not modern day hard, 1970s hard. They even had a player who was nicknamed Bite Your Legs, because obviously he used to tackle around the legs. Sometimes, well, a lot of the time, round the knee. So what we do, football friends, is we start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll work out the total for the team. Oh yeah, this is good. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to some of the players modern day and their transfer fees. And I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and see who the most expensive team from history is in today's current market. Currently, football friends, France's 2,000 euro winning squad is top of the transfer time tunnel table, totaling a massive £851 million. So how much will Don Revie's men cost? Let's find out. In goal, Gary Sprake, 380 appearances for Leeds United and 37 for Wales. Sprake became known during his career as a goalkeeper who was brilliant, but occasionally prone to some unlucky, appalling mistakes. I know what it's like, Gary. I make them in my job as well. But he loved coming and actually catching the ball from corners and crosses, unlike modern-day keepers who come and flap at it. I'm looking at you, Simon Mignolet. Oh, I think you'll like this. Weird fact for fact fans out there. Once he retired, he became a training officer for Solihull Council. I don't think you'll be getting Joe Hart doing that after he retired. So, Sprake was 24 in 1970, so what an age for a goalkeeper to go and buy him at. I reckon he'd be worth about £30 million in today's market. Okay, moving on. Leeds played 4-4-2, obviously. They're an English team in the 70s. So I'm going to pick the team which played the most matches in that decade, okay? So we're starting at right back, Paul Reaney. This guy, football friends, was a proper fullback. A bit like a old school Danny Carvajal at Real Madrid, yeah? Could bomb forward, produce a cross, but stuck to his defensive duties like glue. George Best, heard of him? He rated Reaney as one of the two best defenders he's ever played against. And another fact for you fact fans, I went to school with his grandkids and I never realised until I left school that they were grandkids. You should have put Reaney and Reaney together and made Reaney. Yeah, but I'm an idiot. So, 558 appearances for the Mighty Whites, only three for England. He was 26 in 1970, so the lad was in his prime years. As I keep saying on this transfer time tunnel, if Kyle Walker's worth 50 at 27, Paul Reaney is worth 50 as well. So, let's move on to our first centre-back, Jack Charlton. Oh, Yes. I just adore this guy. He won the World Cup for England and played for Leeds. What isn't there to love? Seriously, what isn't there to love? He was a one-club man, played nearly 20 years at Leeds and scored 70 goals in that time from centre-back. Try and do that, Johnny Stones. Yeah, try and do that, 50 mil, Johnny Stones. So he won the World Cup, he's won the FA Cup, First Division title, League Cup, but was sadly 35 in 1970 and only went on to play for 3 more years. So I'll just have to go with a measly 15 mil in today's market because, Jack, no sell on value. You know that as a manager. Right, next to Big Jack is Norman Hunter. My lord. Wow. Honestly, this has to be the hardest defence in history. Jack Charlton and Norman Hunter. Imagine Neymar coming up against these two. I don't think his shin pads would last long. I don't think they'd protect him too long either, would they? Right, there's an amazing photo of Hunter doing a star jump celebration when Alan Clark scored that famous goal against Arsenal at Wembley in the FA Cup final in 1972. A brilliant story about Hunter is his nickname is Bite Your Legs, stemmed from, obviously, his strength in the tackle. And when Hunter himself sadly suffered a broken leg, the club's trainer, Les Cocker, was informed, "Oi, Les, Hunter's had a broken leg." He responded, "Whose was it?" Obviously, because he thought Norman Hunter broke someone else's leg, not Norm breaking his own leg. Right, so I think he was 26 in 1970. England defender, he'd be worth a lot. I'm going to go with 45 million. And that would be well worth it for a world-class defender. At left-back, Paul Madeley. Born in Leeds, played for Leeds, an LUFC legend. Madeley was arguably the most versatile of players. In his Leeds career, he played in every position on the pitch except goalkeeper and wore every shirt from number 2 to number 11. He even wore number 12 when he was sub. He would do anything for that Leeds team. Another one for you fat fans. After retiring, Madeley invested in a shop in Leeds, selling sports goods and worked for his family DIY business. He and his brothers sold that business for $27 million in 1987. That's a lot of money back then. Right. It's not just a good footballer, a good businessman. 26 in 1970, so I'll have to go with $40 million for an all-round top player. That means the back four and goalkeeper cost a total of $180 million. Not bad for a back four. Not a bad back four and goalkeeper for that price. If a Premier League club wanted to buy them now, I think they'd be getting a bang for their buck. Let's enter midfield. A bit more grace. Well, a few of them had a bit more grace. Into midfield, let's start on the left. Eddie Gray. I get emotional talking about this bloke. He is amazing. He is Leeds through and through. I religiously listen to his Leeds commentary on live games from my flat in London, praying that Leeds score a goal. The guy still gets the number 36 bus from his home to Elm Road to commentate on games. Even at his age, he scored one of the best goals of all time against Burnley. A dribble and a goal Messi would dream of scoring. If you've not seen Eddie Gray's goal against Burnley from 1972, go and watch it after the Football Hour, obviously. Right, he was 22 in 1970 and was one of the best players in England. He would easily be worth, if a Premier League club wanted to buy him, at 22 in today's market, I think 85 million. If Raheem Sterling is worth 50, Eddie Gray is worth 85. Into centre midfield, William John Bremner. Known to the world as Billy Bremner, the greatest ever player to play for my club, Leeds United. I don't think I've ever visited Elland Road and not got a picture next to his statue. He scored over 90 goals in 587 appearances. He captained his national side, Scotland. Billy was proud of the fact Leeds were the dirtiest team in the land. He used to clash with opposition players. He used to win penalties when the ref might not have given them because Billy was in his ear going, "You better give me a penalty." And the ref gave him a penalty. But he was an exceptional player that can't be forgotten about in the midst of his hard tackling. He was 27 in 1970 and would be in his prime. He was one of the best players in one of the best sides in Europe. He would be worth 80 million, At 27 years old, I think he'd be worth 80 million in today's market, and I think you'd be getting a bargain. Brilliant captain. Next to Bremner, Johnny Giles. This guy played for Man United and Leeds United, but obviously he made the right choice to leave the red lot and move to God's own country, Yorkshire. Two FA Cups later, one First Division title, voted in the English Hall of Fame for football, was 30 in 1970, so his age would affect his transfer price. That's why I'm going to go with 30 million. £1 million for every year he was alive till 1970. Right, on the right wing, Peter Lorimer. He was attacking midfielder, generally regarded as having one of the hardest shots in football. Lorimer was frequent and often spectacular goal scorer, which earns himself a few nicknames. He was called Hotshot, Lash, Thunder Boots. Apparently, some of his strikes used to hit 90 miles per hour, and one penalty kick was recorded at 107 miles per hour. Faster than a car on the M1. I hope no one's driving at that speed on the M1. Promise me. Good lads, good lads. Well done. He scored over 150 goals for Leeds United, but he was 30 once again in 1970. Better player than Johnny Giles, I think. So I'm going to go with 34 million. We are reaching up top. The guys that won the trophies scored the goals. Up top, Mick Jones. Leeds fans, his best performance, you might remember, came in 1972 against arch rivals Man United when he scored a hat-trick and Leeds won 5-1. What a time to be alive. I want to beat Man United 5-1 now. I want to do it. OK, Mick Jones was a League Cup winner, League winner, FA Cup winner, and was only 25 in 1970. He would be worth big money now. If Lukaku's worth 70 and has not won anything in his career, Jones would be worth 80. That's what I think. I think he'd be worth £80 million in today's market. If you don't agree, follow me on Twitter. Go on, have a go at me. Right, finally, Alan Clark, nicknamed Sniffer for the way he used to sniff out chances and score goals. Not for anything else, I promise. 110 goals for Leeds in 270 games. He also scored 10 times for England in only 19 appearances. I think a few players would like that record. Scored the famous diving header in the 1972 FA Cup final for Leeds. Was only 24 in 1970. English striker, goal scorer, it'd be worth a lot of money, money, money. I'll go with 100 million. So, transfer time tunnel fans, that brings Leeds United's 1970s team transfer total in today's current market to a massive 517 million. But that is nowhere near France's 2000 Euro winning squad, which had obviously Zidane and Henri and Vieira. So that was good doing the Leeds United squad. That was transfer time tunnel. This is the Football Hour.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast, and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do, simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on the Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at the Football Hour and DM us your details, and I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call, and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.